Jesus, lift us up to our knees, that we might keep your hands of mercy raised high over our nation. Amen. I was in worship with the Lord, and he was so tenderly riveted on me, I just melted. He kissed my forehead and held my face in his holy hands. Oh, how strengthening is just one glance from you, Lord. But that was not enough for him. He insisted on holding me throughout most of worship, and with tender gestures relieved my anxieties. I took the plunge into repentance for our country, and was soon overwhelmed by the atrocities I knew we had committed. I began to despair that anyone could pray us out of this mess. That's when he began to speak. Claire, even the littlest prayer and sacrifice help. I was repenting for our nation, the School of the Americas, where revolutionaries are trained to topple governments and slay women with babies in their wombs and slaughter children by brutally swinging them against tree trunks and smashing their skulls. I was reminded of all the nations who had subverted and undermined, unseating their leaders for ones who will bow to American interests. And what came to mind was of all the wars we began under one pretext or another, of the dishonesty of our police and judicial system, of the blood crying out from women's cosmetics made from aborted baby tissue, of the graft and corruption, trafficking, raping, and killing children, and the massive betrayals of elected politicians. All I could do was cry out for mercy. Surely this nation deserves foreign occupation and worse for all it has done to the world. I could not even argue for the good that's been done by true Americans. So dark was the pit of iniquity I was staring into. Dear ones, repent for our nation. Her hands are dripping with blood, the blood of the innocent. Corruption and deceit have turned her heart and soul into an endless sea of blackness, reaching all the way to the pit of hell. We deserve so much more for our sins, but we still must look to God's mercy. As I contemplated the enormity of our sins as a nation, I thought to myself, an eternity of prayers couldn't erase this blackness. That is when I heard the Lord say, Claire, even the littlest prayer and sacrifice help. Heart dwellers, we are truly at a critical turning point. Certain prominent politicians tied to former presidential roles have not been heard from on Twitter. Are they in Gitmo? There are rumors. I don't know, but they are desperate to kill President Trump and take over the country. Desperate. The Lord said to expect an attempt on Donald's life almost every single day. And what I wanted to say is I've been looking for confirmations on this mass of fighters coming up from Honduras, and I haven't been able to find anything. But still, I trust my source. And according to my source, the enemy soldiers could be on our doorstep before the end of this month or sooner. From the 15th of January till the 1st of February is a good window of time, considering where they are and how they're moving. Is this why President Trump brought all the troops back, as well as the Navy and the Air Force? Please do not be overly dismayed at this, because according to this source, we can get this. We have the technology and manpower to take care of this. But what is lurking on the Gulf of Mexico or the eastern seaboard and the west coast and up north in Canada is still an undetermined threat. Still, our black ops and others who work in more hidden ways are not stupid. If we know about these things, they knew about them months ago. And the president is a very capable leader. But we still need to pray. Another thing my source said was that this operation about to be launched has been planned a very, very long time ago, and these immigrants running from communist forces in Honduras are just a cover for what is coming. But the Lord is no fool. He answers if we pray. Our prayers hold his hands high. Our repentance for the atrocities and genocides our nation has done to other countries clear the way for mercy. We will stand fast in prayer, smothering our president and our nation in prayers for his safety. Lord, have you something to say to us? Jesus began, I want you to know that I am counting on your faithful prayers to subdue these potential crises, that I draw heavily upon your prayers and offerings, and I am pleased that you are repenting for your nation. Even if there were only a few praying, it would still make a difference. But there are multitudes praying, Claire, and when all are added together, it is quite a force to be reckoned with. Keep up the good work, Heart Dwellers. Very simply stated, you have no idea how much my Father honors your prayers. You are a force to be reckoned with. That is why it seems like you are always under attack. You are my true bride, and oh, how blessed you will be in heaven.